Manu Patra alerts dated 3 December 2019. Supreme Court has slammed the Central Bureau of Investigation for its shoddy probe into the then Bhupinder's Hooda government's decision to notify 1,400 acres of land in Gurugram, Haryana allegedly to help builders. Delhi High Court has rejected a plea by former Union Minister Salman Khurshid seeking to quash a trial court order summoning him as an accused in a trespass case. The court said that there was abundant material on record and it cannot be said that there are no grounds to proceed against Khurshid and S.R. Vaish, who seek to assail the 4 August 2018 summoning order. Bombay High Court has given former ICICI Bank Chief Executive Chandrakotchit time till 9 December to amend her petition challenging termination from the bank. The petition also challenges the approval given by the Reserve Bank of India for her termination. However, the court made it clear that it has kept open the bank's preliminary objections to the maintainability of her petition itself. Calcutta High Court has lifted its temporary injunction on the sale of assets by group companies McLeod Russell and Everardy Industries. Everardy has been monetizing land parcels and McLeod has been selling tea estates to pay their debts. It was also understood that Everardy was in talks with battery makers, including Duracell, to sell its battery business. Rajya Sabha has passed the prohibition of electronic cigarettes, production, manufacture, import, export, transport, sale, distribution, storage and advertisement, Bill, 2019. The bill that was passed with voice vote in Upper House has already received a nod from the Lok Sabha and is set to receive the President's assent to become an act. Apex Court has stayed the execution of death penalty awarded to a convict in the 23-year-old case of bomb blast in a bus in Rajasthan's Dausa district in which 14 persons were killed. The court ordered that Abdul Hamid be not executed until further orders and agreed to hear his appeal against the Rajasthan High Court judgment upholding his death penalty in the 1996 terror attack case. Apex Court has directed National Buildings Construction Corporation Limited to commence and complete the work of 8 projects involving 11,258 home units in Noida and Greater Noida and start handing over possession to the buyers. The court asked NBCC, India, Limited to complete the unfinished projects in Noida and Greater Noida Zodiac, Sapphire 1 and 2, Silicon City 1 and 2, Princely Estate, Centurion Park Low Rise and the O2 Valley. Supreme Court has permitted former RSS Idiala K.N. Govindacharya to withdraw his plea seeking initiation of perjury proceedings against WhatsApp for allegedly misleading the top court by claiming that the user's data is fully encrypted. Supreme Court has directed Maharashtra government to stop cutting trees for its metro construction project in Mumbai for 2 weeks. The court directed Mumbai Metropolitan Regional Development Authority to maintain status quo on cutting of trees for its Metro 4 line project. Lok Sabha has passed a bill to replace an ordinance for effecting reduction of corporate tax rates. The Taxation Laws Amendment Bill 2019 will amend the Income Tax Act 1961 and the Finance No. 2 Act 2019. It replaces the ordinance which was promulgated by the President in September. Central Bureau of Investigation Court has granted bail to Rathul Puri, nephew of Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Kamal Nath in the alleged Augusta Westland money laundering case. The special court granted bail to Mr. Puri on a personal bond of 5 lakh rupees and two sureties of 5 lakh rupees.